Cyclone Madge and the Unexpected Consequence. Written by Warren Paul Glover. Directed by Lauren Sturgis. Proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions. Bringing new talent to your ears.
Whoa, bit intense, isn't it?
This is what camping's all about. Bloody yuck. Makes you feel good to be alive, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, it's not what we were expecting, though. Weather forecast said it was going to be sunny. Oh, I hope it's not going to be like this all holiday.
From Sydney, are yous?
Yeah. Yourself?
Not from that cesspit of humanity, that's for sure. Wouldn't be seen dead in the place.
Ah, right. Yeah, well, I suppose the city's not for everyone.
Country isn't either by the looks of it. I've seen kangaroos happier than you.
Yeah, well, if it wasn't for the weather, you know, it's kind of put a bit of a dampener on the holiday.
Soft cock.
You what?
See that rock? You might want to put that on the corner of your tent. You're losing your moorings.
Oh, right, thanks, yeah. Oh, I'm sure this bloody tent's going to blow away in the wind tonight with me in it. How's your tent holding up?
She's all in ship shape. She'll survive the cyclone tonight, that's for sure.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Cyclone?
Cyclone Madge. Same name as my wife, funnily enough. Probably named it after her. Then you check the bomb.
What? Bomb?
Bureau of Meteorology, you dingo.
Oh, right.
You city slickers. Beats me why you'd want to come camping if you're not prepared.
Oh. Right, well, do you come camping often?
Every year. Same spot.
Really? Don't you get bored of coming to the same spot all the time?
Nah. How could you get bored of coming here every year? God's own country, this is.
What, even when there's a cyclone coming?
Especially when there's a cyclone coming. Adds a bit of spice to things. Make things interesting.
Makes things wet.
Tests your mettle. Man against nature, that's what it's all about.
Well, nature's winning. Especially after last night's rain. Our tent's already flooded.
That's nothing compared to what's coming.
Oh, no, really? Oh, great. Just what I want. Trench foot.
Here, drink this. It'll warm you up. Put airs on your chest.
Oh, nice. What is it?
Grog. Good grog, too.
Oh, right. Oh, that's awful. What? Oh, God. Tastes like dingo piss.
Oh, and you'd know about that, would ya? That's my own brew you're talking about. Recipe's been in the family for years.
Oh, God. No. Oh, God. I'm sorry. It's an acquired taste, I'm sure.
I suppose so. Dingo piss. That's a good one. You wouldn't get grog like that in Sydney.
Thanks, Flip, for that.
Pardon?
Oh, goodness, is that the time? I think I'd better turn in for the night. You know, get comfy before the weather goes all bad. Well, worse, I mean.
Didn't I see your family about earlier? Oh, haven't headed back to the big smoke already, have they? Left you high and dry.
I wish I was dry. Or high, for that matter. Nah, they got sick of all the squelching about and booked themselves into the country club in town for a night or two.
Softcocks.
You what?
7 o'clock? Oh, yeah, it's only 7 o'clock.
Yeah, well, whatever. Enjoy your cyclone. I'm turning in.
You want another swig? A few of these and you won't even notice the cyclone tonight.
No, you're all right. Thanks all the same, but I think I've got a nice bottle of Shiraz in the tent, so that'll do me.
Glampers. That's what your type are, glampers. That's the term, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I suppose the girls do like the home comforts. You can't really blame them, can you, I suppose?
Well, why did you come here then?
Well, it was supposed to be a powered site, but there was a mix-up with our booking. Wife and the girls are not too happy. But at least they're all having fun at the country club. You know, playing bingo, a bed on the tab, having some drinks, keeping warm, meat raffle, nice hot dinner. Oh... Oh, go on, give us another swig of that grog then. Oh. Actually, it's not too bad the second time around.
It's the spirit. We'll make a camper out of you.
Yeah, maybe. Not too sure about the girls, though.
Oh, never mind about the Sheilas. This is man's country.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Sheilas, where's your missus?
Well, she's got no spirit of adventure, so...
No. You don't mean that she... You... What, so she's... No, she's never at the country club. No, you've got to be joking. I thought you were experienced campers come here every year.
We do. She's just gone soft. She hasn't been the same since...
Since what?
Nothing. Nothing, never mind.
Oh, come on, mate. You were going to say something.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Well, is everything all right?
I don't like talking about it.
Well, talking might help. Here, go on. Have another sip of your grog. Get it off your chest. Does no good bottling things up, you know.
We've been trying for a baby. Gone down that IVF route. Well, she hasn't been the same since, so...
Well, how do you mean?
I mean, she's changed. She used to like all this stuff, you know, camping, the great outdoors, al fresco dining, cold showers, taking a dump in the woods, and... Well, now all she wants to do is have a baby and build a nest. She's obsessed. I can't believe I'm telling you all of this. You're a complete stranger.
So. I mean, maybe that's why.
Anyway, it's not working. The IVF. Total waste of money, so... I don't know what we'll do now.
Oh, well, you could try adoption.
I don't mean that. I mean... I don't know what we're gonna do about us. Now that she's lost interest in all things she used to love doing... We used to love doing... Well, I'm afraid we're not gonna have much in common anymore, so...
Oh, right. Well, have you tried talking to her?
I'm not much of a talker. Where I come from, a bloke don't express his feelings. We leave all of that sort of crap to you city types, you know. What do you call yourselves, metrosexuals?
Well, for a repressed country bumpkin, you're not doing too badly. I'm Will, by the way.
Nigel.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Nige.
No, not Nige. It's Nigel.
Oh, whoops, sorry.
Will.
Yeah?
Do your friends call you Willie?
Oh, no. Definitely not. William, if you must, but I prefer Will. Definitely not Willie.
Definitely not Nige, either.
Oh, right. Fair enough. So, what do you do for a living, Nigel?
Shoot kangaroos.
What, really?
Yep, get paid per kill. Do you know how many I had to shoot to pay for the IVF?
No, and I don't want to. Nigel.
What?
No, nothing. Just... Sorry, Nigel just doesn't seem like a right name for a kangaroo killer. You know, Butch, Bruce, Arnie, Jack, yeah? Steve even, but Nigel, not so much.
Do you want to make something of this, wee Willie?
Oh, no. Definitely not. Poor Skippy, eh, though? Bet he doesn't stand a chance with you beyond a telescopic.
Bloody oath.
Yeah, well, it's been nice talking to you, Nigel. Good night.
Ironic, isn't it?
What is?
Well, I shoot thousands of kangaroos to pay for IVF, and it turns out I've really been shooting blanks all along.
Oh, don't think like that. These things just take a while, that's all.
You think?
Yeah, of course.
How long were you trying before you had your girls? What, if you don't mind my asking?
Yeah, no, well, those are our youngest. We've got six others.
Six others?
Yeah, all girls.
Blimey, you poor bastard.
Oh, yeah, well, what can I say? Just call us Catholic and careless. Look, Nigel, do you want my advice? Keep at it. It's fun, no?
Here, take the dingo piece. It'll keep you warm. It'll knock you out too, so you won't notice a cyclone. Can get a bit hairy if you haven't experienced one before.
Oh, cheers, mate. Well, I better hit the sack. Cyclone, wet sleeping bag, flipping dingo piss. Oh, bloody hate camping. This is the last time, first and last. I'm selling that tent on Gumtree as soon as I get back to Sydney.
Hey, Will.
Yeah?
You don't want to, you know, go to the country club and see how they're getting along. We can make a night of it, seeing as though we're neighbours and all.
What, you mean abandoned post? Chicken out. Go glamping.
You're right. What am I thinking? I am not abandoning ship.
Oh, I'm only joking. Who wouldn't prefer a nice night out? A warm bed? Missus beside you? Might get you in the mood for, you know what? Could be just the tonic.
No. Forget it. I'll stay here. I'll just be thinking about my tent anyway.
Oh, right. Yeah. Suppose I'd better stay too. You know, less chance of it blown away with my weight in it.
Night then.
Yeah. Good night, mate.
Oh, for crying out loud. Suppose I'd better drink the dingo piss then, if I'm gonna get any sleep.
Flashlight to conk out. Nige! Yeah, it's this one. Nigel, love. I've had a fabulous time at the country club. Met a lovely woman and her two daughters from Sydney. I'm feeling lucky, Nige. I won on the horses and won the meat raffle. You know what they say? Good luck comes in threes. Well, I'm feeling very lucky and very horny. You know what that means, don't you? It means you're locked in too, Nigel. Nigel, are you asleep? Never mind. I'll do all the work for a change. You just lie still, love. That's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh, you like that, don't you? Yeah, oh. Uh-oh. I'm a little bit sick now.
What a night's sleep. Didn't feel that cyclone at all. Had a strange dream, though. Well, Madge had a baby. And, it had the face of... Well, it had the face... That fella. Wee Willie.
Cyclone Madge and the Unexpected Consequence. Written by Warren Paul Glover. Directed by Lauren Sturgis. Starring Jack Wagman as Nigel, James Stevenson as Will, and Jessica Woodward as Madge.